Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Your DuPont Pioneer team doesn't take with you from the word go lightly. Whether you're up against tough conditions or overwhelmed with spraying plans, or you need a pot of coffee because you're up at 4 a.m., we're there. And when it comes to selecting high-performing Pioneer brand sorghum products that work best in all your fields, we're there, too. So talk to your local Pioneer sales professional to get the most yield potential out of your sorghum acres. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Cattlemen, it's time to register for the 2017 Hemp Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on April the 25th. Call 806-323-9114 or go online at hemphillcotxbeef.com and get your tickets today. This is your old friend, Red Steagall. Come and join the conference. It's made for beef producers. Call 806-323-9114 and register. That's 806-323-9114. See you in Canadian.
Well, live and feeder contracts should open moderately higher today, supported by follow-through buying and the premium status of feedlot sales. But on the other hand, the hog futures seem likely to open with mixed prices and light volume today. Moderate cattle trade in Kansas and Texas finally surfaced late Friday, about $126, $2 lower than last week. And on the other hand, very little business developing in the north. It'll be interesting to see mandatory summaries later this week, but we expect to see the confirmation of small trade volume totals. Monday's activity in feedlot country will be typically slow, with backers focusing exclusively on the distribution of the show list today. We expect ready numbers will generally be larger this week, padded to some extent by unsold steers and heifers carried over from last week. Asking prices should stay very poorly defined for at least today and tomorrow. Cash Hog Day trade is set to open with bids steady to a dollar lower today. We expected fundamentals to remain largely defensive through the month of April, and that could mean a steady continuation of cash erosion for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Corn, soybeans, and wheat had small moves on Friday, but all three crops closed lower for the week amid a lack of market-moving crop news. The U.S. missile attack on the Syrian airfield supported Wall Street, crude oil, the dollar, and gold, but had little impact on the crops. The wheat markets were mixed on Friday, with winter wheat posting small gains, while spring wheat was down about 3 cents. The world has plenty of wheat right now, and the average trade estimate in the Bloomberg survey favors an increase in Tuesday's report of global wheat ending stocks for the March report. Corn futures, well, they settled a penny lower Friday, with May under key moving averages and at a one-week low. Despite this week's decline, corn still retained about half of the gains that occurred last Friday following USDA planting and stock reports. And on the soybeans, well, they settled a fraction higher Friday, an old crop, and about a penny lower a new crop in a moderate volume day in which May largely stayed within Thursday's narrow range. We'll check your futures after this.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, April live cattle was about $1.25 higher at the close Friday, 120.05. June was up 167, 111.18. April feeder cattle up 180 at 133.75. And the May was up 170 at 133.87. May hogs down 55 cents, 69 even. The June down 92, 72.77. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. May was up 1 3/4 Friday, 421 3/4. July was up 1 1/4, 434 1/4. The Chicago wheat, May was up 3/4 at 424. Then July was up 0.25 at 436 1/4. May corn down 1 1/4 cents, 359 1/2. And July was down 1 1/4, 367 1/4. May soybeans up 0.5 at 942. And July was up 0.5, 953 1/4. May cotton's up 28, 73.74. July up 28, 75.75. May crude oil up 53, 52.77. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.